Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, June 12th, 2024. Welcome to day 1240. The Republican-controlled House voted to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress for refusing to turn over audio of Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur. Hur investigated Biden's handling of classified material and declined to bring charges. Despite the DOJ previously making the full transcript of the interview public, Republicans on the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees issued two subpoenas for the audio recordings. Garland refused to turn them over, saying it would set a bad precedent to share audio for cases that don't lead to criminal charges. He also told lawmakers that he didn't see a legislative purpose for Congress to need the audio when the words are the same on the transcript as the audio. Additionally, Biden asserted executive privilege over the recordings. Still, House Republicans argued that the audio recording was crucial to their impeachment inquiry into Biden, which remains stalled after their key witness was charged with lying. The vote to hold Garland in contempt was 216 to 207. And marks the third time that a sitting attorney general was held in contempt of Congress. It is unlikely that the Justice Department, which Garland oversees, will prosecute him. Moving on, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito is upset that a Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalism organization did its job and reported on the lavish gifts and travel that Justice Clarence Thomas accepted but failed to disclose from a Republican megadonor. During an event hosted by the Supreme Court Historical Society, Alito was recorded criticizing ProPublica, an independent, nonprofit newsroom that won a Pulitzer for its series on ethical lapses by Supreme Court justices. Alito argued that ProPublica was not engaging in legitimate journalism, instead claiming without evidence that they were reporting on the court because they don't like our decisions and they don't like how they anticipate we may decide some cases that are coming up. That's the beginning of the end of it. He added, there are groups that are very well funded by ideological interests that have spearheaded these attacks. That's what it is. In 2023, ProPublica published a series of investigative reports detailing undisclosed luxury trips, gifts, and questionable extrajudicial activities involving multiple justices and Republican billionaires. In the wake of their reporting, the Supreme Court adopted its first ever ethical code of conduct in its 234-year history. And finally, the Federal Reserve held interest rates steady at a 23-year high after data showed inflation has eased over the past year. Prices rose 3.3% on a 12-month basis in May, compared to 3.4% in April, and prices were flat month over month for the first time in 2 years. Although inflation has fallen significantly from its peak of 9.1%, price increases remain more than a percentage point higher than the Fed's target of 2%. As a result, Fed officials voted to keep the benchmark federal funds rate in a range of 5.25% to 5.5%, but penciled in one interest rate cut this year and forecast four cuts in 2025. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.